Greetings and welcome. I'm Kim, and this is Creation E, a meditation podcast where you will find discussions and meditations to feed your soul and expand your hearts. This is episode number 3 of your Soul Alignment series.
And today's topic is about seeking truth. Where I kind of want to go with this a bit is just kind of looking at the concept of truth itself and play around a little bit here with different aspects of ourself as we awaken to a different, perhaps, reality that we're living, and what it means to walk a path of truth which fulfills us and brings a sense of meaning and purpose. And so to begin, before I move further into this, if this is, as I go into this topic, if it feels really familiar to you, great, and I hope it resonates for many of you. And if it's something that's really foreign to you, just let yourself take in bits at a time. And these episodes, these audios are there to be replayed at the time that feels right for you. And so if you find yourself coming against a lot of what I'm saying, that means there's a resistance in what I'm saying. You kind of want to oppose it a bit. You have some buts in your head. That's a good place to be, actually. It's not a bad place to be, because that means that your mind has come across something that opposes another truth that's within you. And I'm going to discuss what that looks like in a minute here. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there before we begin to dig into this. So to start with just the concept of truth itself, if you're listening to the series, you clearly have already started to question certain things about what you are living, the reality of what you're living. Perhaps some of you have come to some hard realization about your life, that it isn't what you wanted, or you've created perhaps a situation in which you're not happy with, or you feel somewhat like there's a huge shift that has to happen for yourself. This is the workings of your soul. This is the workings of a higher consciousness that works with you, that is you, that's kind of nudging you into shifting your perception, shifting some belief patterns that your life is how it is, to realign you with a different truth. And I'll explain this here. If you are at a place where you're questioning, well, the famous question, who am I? Just, that's a big one. I try to recall back when I started questioning who I was and what's the meaning of my life. You know, I feel like I've questioned, I know I've questioned a lot in my life. But these bigger questions are natural, because it is when the self begins to awaken to another part of itself. So I want to talk about these two parts of ourself. And it is, I will say, the identified self is the one part. I call it the identified self. And then the other one is the soul self. So I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on these two aspects, because they're very important as you proceed in your own evolution, your own spiritual growth, or your own spiritual path, your realization of who you really are. And these are going to become clearer and clearer for you as you move forward with this. And this is not something that you can avoid, actually. Many would say, well, that's great that you're spiritual, but I don't believe in it. You can believe it or not, it's still an evolution. You are spirit by nature. And that's okay for those who are still questioning that. You don't have to take it all in. It's just step by step. But for those who have plunged into this part of discovering truth is a big, 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 I would say, part of the forward movement So let's come back to who and what is the identified self. The identified self, the way that I describe it, is the part of you that needs an identity. The part of you, which I would say is driven by your thoughts, your mind, some will call it the ego, is a part that has to have an identity. Who am I? Well, I'm a mother, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a social worker, or I'm a, it often identifies itself with the job it is doing in the current moment. It identifies itself with the responsibilities that it has taken on. So, for example, when we're young, obviously the question of identity is something we ask ourselves. Well, who am I? We're identified by our names. Well, I'm Kim, and that doesn't define us. It's simply a name that we were given. But that's how it begins, and then it's okay. Well, I'm the daughter of so and so. Do you know what I mean? We've lived in a society where we have been identified by our external environment, identified by what we do or who we are based on our social status, our family lineage, all of these things. We build a truth around that. We build a belief pattern that this is who we are. And because it starts when we're really young, it is so ingrained in us. That means that this is what we believe in. This is true. Who I am is this. And we anchor ourselves in that truth, and we will defend it, meaning the mind will defend this truth until it dies, literally. Until that self begins to experience something that shakes one of those beliefs, that questions that belief. And this is when, I will say again, the awakening process of waking up to a different reality. So when we talk about awakening in a spiritual concept of it, is you awaken to something different, an experience that shows you that, that thought that I had or that belief really isn't true. And it was what I call an illusion. What we call it is an illusion. So the mind has many and has created many illusions of many different things. And the process of your evolution is discovering what's beneath those illusions as each one of those dissolve. The other part of you, and I'll come back to illusions in a minute, the other part of the self, I will say the other part of you, is the soul self, is you as a soul. When you awaken that to this realization that you realize how identified you have been with your thoughts, with your mind only, and you experience something that makes you come out of that, you kind of realize that, ooh, what are these thoughts? And who's the person thinking all these thoughts? Why am I thinking these thoughts? Where are they coming from? So all these kinds of questions, you enter a place where through meditation, through being silent, through being present, you begin to see that there's another aspect of you that's driving you to understand something greater. This is the soul part of you, the one that incarnated in this body. I'm going to speak loosely on the soul because I will go deeper into this as we progress with the episodes that follow. However, for this moment, if you can just look at these two aspects, the identified self versus the soul self, that these aspects are within you, meaning the mind is identified with the self, the part of the self that needs to know who it is and what it is and what it's going to do. Whereas the soul already knows who it truly is. But because the mind is so prevalent, that means that we've spent so much time with our thoughts that we think we are our thoughts, and we are not. And so wherever you are in this part of your own journey, whether you've identified that, yeah, I'm not my thoughts, but I know that they do tend to have some control over me, and I'm working through that, Or if you're at a part of your life where you haven't realized that yet, that's okay too. So wherever you are, understand that these two aspects are really important, because once you begin to question, that's when the soul, you've heard parts of your soul, you might not be aware of it, but the soul's always nudging you. It's always speaking to you to move into the direction to fulfill its purpose, to fulfill your desires, these deeper desires. So the soul self seeks truth. It seeks to dissolve the illusions of the mind because it wants you to remember who you truly are as a soul before you came into this body. And why are you here? Because the question often we have is, why am I here? And so we ask these questions with our minds, but it's not with our minds that we can ever find the answers. It is always within, because it is the soul self, the part of you, the higher part of you, the higher self, if you want to call it, that's connected to source, to creator, to God, that lives within you, that knows these answers. And so in order to connect to that truth, we have to allow the beliefs, the patterns, the programs of the mind to come to the surface and to look at them and dissolve them. They're often our mental blocks as well. When someone speaks something, so even in this audio, if I speak of something and right away you notice a resistance within you, ask yourself, what is that resistance? What? Why am I thinking this is BS? Or what part perhaps is striking a chord? Because what happens is that your mind is, your subconscious mind often will be triggered by someone speaking a different truth than what it knows. Is this making sense? I do believe. For me, it was like this. It was, don't forget, the subconscious mind, the part of the identified self will come in and want to protect. That's what it's known to do. And so when it comes in to protect, it's going to defend what it believes, because right away it's going to say, well, that's not true. That's not what I believe. And that's it. There's no opening. So what I'm saying is that if you're willing to look at it from a detached perspective, that means you're not invested in that truth, because as I'm saying to you, all of your belief patterns will come up to surface to be evaluated and questioned, because beneath that pattern, beneath that belief, there's a layer of truth. You're closer to seeing something else. So as they dissolve, so imagine that it's like a wall, really. The mind puts up a wall of protection. And as a belief gets triggered, we release it, we surrender it, all of a sudden you realize something new. And I know you've all experienced this at some level. And in this realization, you now see life differently. You have a new perception of life and of yourself, specifically of yourself. And that makes you want to seek more, to want more understanding. And that's where we want to be. We want to be in a place where we keep getting these realization, because the goal really of life is self-realization, is mastery of self, is understanding, and not just understanding, beyond understanding, embodying the fact that we are source itself. We are an extension of source. We are within us. We are a creator, and we co-create this beautiful life that we live in. But we have to let our mind catch up to this truth. That means that someone might say it and it sounds great, but yet you know inside it doesn't quite jive, because something's going against that. And our job is to break those down. Because to live with purpose, one, to know your purpose is about allowing the mind to let go of identity, because the soul self has no identity. It is not attached to any external concept of who it is. It is a soul with no identity because it is vibration. It is energy. It is essence itself, pure essence, the essence of love, unconditional, pure, divine love. And like I said, these are some bigger concepts that take some time to embody. And that's really part of our journey here. I would say almost the biggest part of our journey is this, coming to these realization. Because as you realize that who you are not, you experience so many different things. And that's the fun part. And that's actually the fun journey. Some of the realizations are a little bit harder. It's kind of like, oh man, I believed in that lie for so long that really it isn't. So it's a bit frightening to come to a place where you don't know who you are. That's a really tough place to be. And that's the biggest beginning you will ever, like some people call it could be the dark night of the soul, you know, because I don't really subscribe to that one because I feel it's so different for everybody. But I remember very well the place when I came to seeing that I didn't know who I was. It was like, well, if I'm not all those things, then who am I? And there was just this blank. There was just this nothing. Like I was sitting there naked in the dark and it was like, whoa. But through that, when I sat with that, when I sat with myself in that dark, in that depth, it began to show something else. I began to see beneath that and through that, and your inner connection to source begins to reveal itself, and you start seeing from a higher perspective. You start experiencing yourself as a soul, and you interact with people differently and life differently because you recognize that there is a bigger picture, one that wants and seeks to unite all souls together. So for now, what I would say, if you're working with this, simply allow yourself to just, I like to say, don't take it too seriously, just play with this. And I say don't play too seriously because I tend to take things very seriously. But when you're going through this, when you're so identified with a really tough belief, meaning that you're trying to defend, as soon as you move into defending something within you, that's your ego, that's your mind kicking in. Because there's one thing that someone had said to me, a great guide, was that truth does not need to be defended. Truth simply is. You live that truth, you emanate that truth, and that's it. You can speak your truth, absolutely, but do not defend. If someone opposes it, let it be. Because truth will always reveal itself, always. So we're going to end with that. And we're going to move in and shift into our meditation. So take the time you need, whether you stop and you come back. And just let yourself get settled in here as we switch over. So coming to a comfortable position, sitting or lying down, connect to your breath. Just begin to bring your awareness inward. That means that take all of your thoughts, all of your external stimuli, and begin to hone it in to inside your body. Focusing on the breath, which helps you drop within. Taking that long inhale. And exhale. Taking two more breaths like this, just breathing in. And exhale through your mouth, you and just releasing everything. I'm doing a quick body scan, allowing your bottom, your legs, your sitting bones to draw deeper towards the floor, feeling them anchor. Allowing them to soften as well. Let your awareness stay within the low body for a moment. As you imagine yourself anchoring this invisible energetic cord from your perineum all the way down through the earth, literally like an anchor, and see if you can follow it down. Maybe it lands. Where does it land? Maybe it's in a fiery core, maybe it's a crystalline core, a beautiful crystal in the middle of the earth. And just explore with this anchoring for a moment as you're breathing still. Noticing your hips and low back, and they soften a little bit more. And then trusting that you're really deeply anchored here. Allow your awareness to climb back up that invisible rope. You'll almost feel like you're breathing upwards, like it's pulling up the energy from the earth into your hips. And you'll feel the breath rise within your chest, throat, maybe top of head. And here we're going to see ourselves opening up the crown chakra to make the connection to the light, the source above, that's always connecting to us. It's always connected to us. Imagine above your head this white funnel of light. And that it actually is funneled through the crown, into our bodies, through our bodies, through the spine as it travels downwards. And that you have the energy of the earth flowing in all the way up, and the light of the cosmos coming through, going downwards to be recycled and anchored into the earth. So it's kind of like a two-lane highway here with upward and downward movements that moves along with your breath. As the inhale up and the exhale down. Here we're going to bring awareness to our third eye, the space behind the eyebrow. Let yourself explore this space as if you're looking inwards or behind the eyes. And we're just going to keep focusing on letting the gaze go deeper within, like you're going on a bit of an inner journey here, looking, watching. Keeping your body soft and your breath gentle. Allow your breath to move the back of your body, back of neck, back of head. And we're going to drop deeper into our presence as you simply follow the breath, the spaces between the breath. So you breathe in, and you pause, and then you breathe out. So I'm going to let you be for a bit with this longer, slower, present breath, the still breath. We're going to breathe upwards on your next inhale into your chest. Breathe all the way in. Create a bit of an expansion of your torso. Every new inhale, your chest expands outwards. Now using your third eye and your inner visualization, imagining now the light that's entering the top of your head begins to fill, comes through the head, neck, and fills your chest cavity with this incredible light. And it comes through breath and it expands. And on your exhale, you allow it to go through the body downwards. Inhale, imagine it's filling up your lungs, your chest, your heart. And exhale, you're letting it go downwards to the ground.
Here I invite you to bring in any guides that you might be working with, or just a generalized sense of your own spirit guides. Could be God, could be anything or any source of higher vibration. To just begin the process, whether it be angels or guides or ascended masters, whomever you might be exploring with, to just allow them to be with you here in your still moment. That you're constantly surrounded by guidance, guiding you to know who you really are, to see yourself with a greater perspective. And it is through the heart that you see this truth. So here I invite you to play with bringing your inner eye, your third eye, imagine it scoping down into your heart. And then the awareness now lies within the chest as you breathe in. And you take your place inside your own inner castle. And if this is the first time you work with this, perhaps you can allow yourself to visualize, what does my inner castle even look like? Just entertain that vision. That your own inner sanctuary inside the heart chamber is a place where you meet the real you, the higher you, the soul self. And so let this meditation be an exploration of finding or creating or simply being in this inner sanctuary. And as you explore this, being mindful to keep the vision and the eye inwards and not above you, that you're visualizing from within. Perhaps you can start seeing, is it an open structure? Do they have pillars? Does it have walls? Does it have windows? What would your inner temple, your inner sanctuary look like? Or is it an open garden? Is it... what feels... what feels a place to you that is the most comfortable, safe place, quiet and serene? See me start building that And as that unfolds for you, then begin to meet yourself. Invite your higher self or your soul self to communicate with you. Perhaps it might show itself, perhaps you'll hear it. And as you, if you are at a place where you can hear or see, then ask the questions you want to ask. What does my soul desire? What does my heart truly want to create in this lifetime? What would fulfill me? What would make me sing and dance? And without getting too stuck on the answer, just allow yourself to explore and perhaps receive signs or symbols or even words. And if you're not quite there, you're just in the building process, be there. Remember the breath to expand. And to take the space between the breath to really drop deeper into that presence so you can connect deeper. Know that this is a beautiful place to reside in, and that's always here for you. It can be returned to at any time and at any moment. So if you found that you're deep into this space and want to stay here longer, simply stay. But for those who are ready to gently come out, knowing that you can come back anytime to build, to create, and to deepen the connection, you can. So take in a long, deep breath. Releasing that breath. remembering that the truth always is revealed from within. The more you practice coming to this space, the more you will see, and you will see through the eyes of the heart, which unveils the illusions from our mind. So I invite you to practice this as often as you can. And as you take another long inhale and exhale, begin to feel again your sitting bones and the areas around you. Feel the space around you. And gently, when you are ready, allow your eyes to begin to open. Noticing the sense you have within, the connection, perhaps a little bit of peace, whatever your experience is, welcome it. May you have a wonderful day or evening. This meditation is complete. Namaste.